I am having my cyanotypes exhibited this week. Yay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Feel Free Crazy podcast. I'm your host, Scarlett Ford. I am very excited to be recording this episode today. I am a level 5 fine arts student at University of Wolverhampton. If you listen already, you already know that, but this is for new peeps. But yeah, so I'm exhibiting my cyanotypes, which are the... You can see them on my website, scarlettford.co.uk. It's hard to explain what they are. With multi-story, so I'll be talking about that today. I'll also be talking about the fact that I met someone from the White Pube, which is... Anyone listening to this doesn't know that, it's going to be so confused. Basically, they are one of the most highly followed, like, art critics in, I'd say, the country. They're like, oh my god, yeah. It's just so cool. I met her and I had a photo of her. I was like, oh my god. So yeah, I'll talk about that. Also, I got a new film camera, so I'll just briefly tell you what that is. It's a point and shoot, and I've got like 4 reels of film to develop, so I'll talk about that. And I developed my own roll of film. I just need to, is it print? Yeah, I need to do that. Anyway, let's get into it. Okay, I'm gonna start off by saying I'm sorry if I sound tired. I've had probably the most tiring weekend I've ever had. I've been to the NEC car restoration show, which has been really cool, but like, I'm so tired, like emotionally and physically. It's just like, oh my god, it was really cool. So many cars, like so much happened. But it's Sunday night as I record this, and it's nearly 10 past 10, and my eyes are like watering. But I would do it tomorrow, because as if you've been listening, you know sometimes I record the episodes on the day it comes out, but I have my pre-op tomorrow, so can't be doing that. And they've sent me 2 times, 10 and like 10:30 and like 1, so I'm like, when do you want me? So I'm gonna have to call. It's like an hour away. So yeah, that's happening. But my Women in Art History series is being accepted with Multistory. It's being accepted on their Instagram as well as on their website. I will put all the links to anything relevant in the description. This series is a series of cyanotype portraits of women artists who have been overlooked in art history. I spoke about this series tons on my podcast, so I'm not going to go into depth. And you can read like a very brief description of it on my website, scarlettford.co.uk. I made my website myself. I'm so sleepy. Yeah, so you can read about my website. But yeah, basically, images of cyanotypes I've made this semester. On Wednesday during print club, my lecturer and Josh were my friends. We spent ages like trying to photograph them well. They went to multiple different locations, played around with lighting and stuff. We got these good images. So yeah, I'll be posting them on Multistory's Instagram. And yeah, I'm super excited. I'm super excited to have this opportunity and have a big platform like Multistory promote my work. And it's just such an honor. And these cyanotypes have also been shown in my uni's art gallery. I had no idea. We have like an art gallery in the ground floor of the uni. I think it hasn't been in use for a while, and now they're like doing regular shows there. So I'm part of like my art society art show, which I'm super excited about. Had a meeting with the woman organizing it. She bought me a Starbucks, which I was like really chuffed with. but yeah, the meeting itself was good. But yeah, so these cyanotypes are getting out there, and I bought some sorry material. I'm going to put some chemistry on it. It's just really difficult because like, I'm only in uni 3 days a week, and because I volunteer, I only have like the mornings to do it. I'm really going to have to start volunteering less. I volunteer the British Art Show. It's only on for 3 more weeks, so I just kind of want to do it as much as I can. This Wednesday, I have training for a job. So I can't do the chemistry then. But I don't know, I might develop some film. I'm going to send off the role of my space. My sister got married last week, which is, well, at the time release, it'll be like 2 weeks ago. But yeah, so cool. And I've got a roll of film from that, black and white, shot on Ilford film. on my Canon app, but I'm gonna send that to a lab just because, like, I really don't want to damage a film or do anything wrong. Like, it'd be different if it was just like photos I'd taken around the house, because it's like such an immense occasion. It'd be such a shame if I like exposed the film or damaged the film. My uni lecturers, I know, will be judging me. They'll be like, oh my God, you need to be independent, develop it yourself. I will. It's just, this is like a super important, it'd be different if I'd been doing film for months and I'd been regularly developing and like learning, but I've only done it once and I ripped the film and I was in this tiny cupboard for like half hour and the lecturer had to come do it for me. It was so bad. Anywho, anyway, you might be wondering who Mold Store are if you haven't watched before. So they're an arts organization and they like do lots of community-based artwork, socially engaged art, really merge well my work. They support lots of artists. So I go to like art talks they do, stuff like that. They're very cool. Yeah, so I hope people will check out my exhibition and yeah, let's move on. Okay, so exciting news. I have a new camera. So I have a Canon film camera I've been using now. Shot quite a few rolls of film on it. I like it, but I think because I don't exactly completely know how to work it, I am struggling a little. Like, I think it keeps jamming. Like, I go to take photos and it won't take. And I've pulled the lever and everything, and like the camera's in focus, and like it's annoying because it's hard to get candid shots when you go to take a photo of someone, and like I'd say 70% of the time it's not taking it. I'm gonna ask my lecturer, because I probably most definitely it's me at fault, and I'll like put my hands up, it's probably me. But yeah, I bought a point and shoot Olympus Trip MD 35mm lens camera. Yeah. It's good because this camera, I was looking online for a point and shoot because I just wanted something a little more simple and basic and lightweight, because it's the Canon app. One thing I don't like about it is it's super heavy. Like, it's okay, that is definitely heavier cameras, but it's quite heavy, and I just wanted something a bit more crappy, like plastic, low quality. I don't know, like, I just want a camera that I could literally like throw in my pocket. And the thing is, the Canon is quite bulky, like you can't put it in your pocket. Like, maybe some men can, because I've learned recently men's pockets are like actually practical, and like women's pockets, like, patriarchy again. But anywho, yeah, so this camera though, I found a lot online for like 70, 150. I was going to get a different Olympus one, which was like 170. I found this one for 30 on Etsy, fully working. Wow. With a case. And I was just like, oh my God. And it came early. It was from Ireland and it came early. And I was like, I'm living life. But to be honest, it doesn't really matter that it came early because I have no film. And I could buy some online, but my uni shop's cheaper and I'm trying to like save money where I can. So I'm going to bulk buy some film, going to buy some color film, black and white. And I'm just going to, I've had a few social events recently, like my sister's wedding and, you know, the car show and stuff like that to photograph. But I think now I'm just going to do some photos of like, I don't really do much interesting stuff, to be fair. What do I do that's interesting? Not much. I really like taking photos of people when they don't know I'm taking photos of them. Like, at the car show, a lot of the photos I took were people, like, interacting with the cars. Like, I prefer, for me, it's more interesting seeing how people interact with the cars. Like, I took photos of people eating. And people probably think that's really odd, but I like kind of voyeuristically watching people and, like, capturing the moments. Like, oh God, I sound odd. It's school, I'm not that weird. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, so this is like, God, like, you know when you have those moments in your life where like, if you told me this time, like, I don't know, 24 hours ago, this would have happened, I would have eaten your metaphorical hat. This is one of those moments. Okay, so I'm at uni. I wasn't even going to do my shift because I thought I had a meeting and that's a whole other thing. But anyway, I'm at uni, and then my boss is like, oh yeah, we have an art critic, someone from the White Pew. And I'm like, what? Okay, it's a weird name, the White Pew. I'm just going to call you the WP. The WP are like a, they're like a collective identity of two people, Gabriella De La Puente and Zarina Mohammed. And Zarina Mohammed was there. She came to see the British Art Show, so she'd been to the gallery. And I was cyber-stalking her. I was, like, looking at Instagram and, like... like seeing her stories and seeing where she was. And then she came to the gallery and it was a really good time because I was like talking to this guy from Staff's Uni. I was like in proper art speak mode. And I was like, oh yeah, the female gaze. Da, 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 da. Laura Mulvey's male gaze here. Anywho, and then she's about to walk past me and I just go, you're from the White Pew, aren't you? And she... I probably terrified her, but yeah, she was so sweet. I had a quick cheeky selfie, and it's just one of those moments I was like, oh my God, I've actually met one of my idols from the art world. And like, I can't really say that ever before. I've never met any of my idols. So the fact that I did, you know, I've met people of note, a few people that know people or stuff like that. You know, I have contacts and stuff, but I've never met my idol or like one of my idols or just someone I've really idolized and someone I've followed the White Pew for so long. Like honestly, I do lots of work about like institutional critique and like they've taught me so much and like they just inspire me on another level when it comes to like life and my work and everything. And so the fact I got to meet them, I was just like, I went, I'm such a fan. I was like, oh my God. When I found out you're coming here, I went, oh, and I did a little spin in front of them. Literally, I was like a kid in a candy store or like, I don't know, like a mechanic and, you know, when they find like this tool they've been looking for ages. I know, I've got all mechanic metaphors because I've been around them all weekend. But yeah, really cool. Anyway, so yeah. Woo! So we're coming to the end of the episode. But basically, I just want to say like stuff that's been going on. My sister got married. The photos came through. I think I look kind of good in quite a few of them. Sorry. I just don't get any professional photos taken of me, so we love that high definition, apart from the fact when it highlights your flaws. Oh. But yeah, it was a beautiful day, it was really nice, really lovely to see all my family, and you know, have my film camera there, and just, yeah, it was just lovely. One thing I do prefer about the Canada is like, it's just like a lot more, it feels nicer, like the Olympus does feel very cheap, but I'm really excited to play with it, and broaden my horizons. So yeah, my sister got married, my boyfriend met with my family, poor him. But yeah, it was a lovely day. Also, I used Kodak Ektar for the first time, which is like a really renowned color film, really bright, vibrant colors. And I took it to this car show at the NEC, so I'm super excited to see how the photos come out. And I hope I've done some decent ones. Like, I really hope, because I haven't actually seen any photo I've taken on this camera yet. Like, I've developed one roll of film from it, and that roll of film, like, I haven't yet printed or processed. Basically, I haven't put the negs on the enlarger yet, and I'm going to do that Tuesday afternoon, probably. So, as we record this tomorrow afternoon, I need to email my lecturer, actually ask him to sort out the chemistry and stuff. I have developed film, or done the chemistry before, but it was with someone else's neg, and obviously, it's a different conceptual experience using your own photos that you've taken yourself. And I'm so excited. I love going in the dark room because it just distracts me from everything. I'm so nervous and stressed like all the time, and the dark room, I just love how it's like the whole world doesn't exist anymore. It's just you and whatever images you're working with. And I cannot wait to spend hours of my life in there alone. That sounds so sad. Okay, I'm gonna... Anywho. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. But yeah, at the NEC car show, I got some good photos. I'm thinking of doing like a photo project with like... I don't know. I need to talk to my lecturers. Because maybe it's stupid. I don't know. It's just like a book with like... I hope I get invited to more car shows. So like... I'm very interested in how people interact with the cars and how they break all the time, yet they still have this love for them. That really interests me. Like, the relationship between the object and the people is really fascinating. I'm going to bore people talking. Anyway, God. I've really terrible knee pain at the moment. Like, really bad. But I'm still recording. Just because, like, I've walked the past 2 days more than I've ever walked since this injury. And, like, my knees being in some really, really uncomfortable positions and, like, crunched and made noises it hasn't really made before. So, yeah. It's, like, really terrible pain at the moment. But I'm hardcore. So, like, whatever. whatever. Oh yeah, also I negotiated a cheaper deal and I got an art overall result put a photo of it on my Instagram. Oh yeah, I'm back to posting on Instagram. I had a really long break just because like it was Christmas time. I was not in a good headspace like late last year at times. I just didn't want to post. And then I got in a relationship and I was like, I just want to enjoy this. I don't want to like be posting online and stuff. And I don't know, I just want to live in the moment, enjoy it, spend time with my friends and family. And just, I don't know, just not worry about any of that. And the lovely thing is my following didn't go down at all. Usually it does after like, you know, 3 months of inactivity. So I thought that was really, really sweet. But yeah, I'm back to posting a few times a week. You know, because for me it is important to share my art, and you know, I'm back at posting because the Instagram takeover for Multistory. You're already like Mandy Alsaye follows me on Instagram now, like what, like she's won the Austin British Art Show, and you know, really cool things have happened. To be honest, like I would not have Instagram if I didn't have to for my work, but whatever. But yeah, that is what it is. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a nice 2 weeks. I'm going to go and try edit some of this before I fall asleep. Stay well, stay cool, and stay awesome! And I forgot my outro then. That would have been bad.